U.S. helicopters repelled an attack by Houthi militants on a container vessel in the Red Sea owned by shipping company Maersk, sinking three of the attacking ships and killing several of the attacking fighters, according to the U.S. Central Command. The Houthis acknowledged that 10 of their fighters were killed in the confrontation and warned of consequences. Speaking on Good Morning America, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the United States would not ignore attacks on Americans.
Look, the Houthis, as you know, George, is a rebel organization. Obviously, we take all of this very seriously. And the president has said we are ready to act in self-defense if needed. I'm certainly not going to get into specifics of our military operations, but the president is always and has always been committed to our service member and protecting our service member abroad. And that's what the president's going to be committed to.
According to the Central Command, the attempted strike is the 23rd illegal attack by the Houthis on international shipping since November 19th. It was the first time the U.S. Navy said its personnel had killed Houthi fighters since the Red Sea attacks began. For over a month, Iran-backed Houthis have claimed attacks on ships in the Red Sea that they say are either linked to Israel or heading to Israeli ports. They say their attacks aim to end the Israeli air and ground offensive in the Gaza Strip that was triggered by the Palestinian militant group Hamas's October 7th attack in southern Israel. They have fired a number of missiles at ships in the Red Sea, seized a merchant ship in November, and damaged another one last month. In December, the Biden administration announced the establishment of a new international coalition to protect vessels traveling through the waterway. The United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, and Spain have committed to the new maritime security mission. Secretary of State John Kirby said that the United States isn't looking to escalate the situation. Speaking on ABC News after the sinking of the Houthi vessels today, he said, quote, "We don't seek a conflict wider in the region, and we're not looking for a conflict with the Houthis. The best outcome here would be for the Houthis to stop these attacks, as we have made clear over and over again." Meanwhile, according to Iranian state media, the Iranian destroyer Alborz entered the Red Sea this week. Though Iran has denied claims by the United States that it is, quote, deeply involved in attacks by Houthi rebels on commercial ships in the Red Sea, Iran's security chief Ali Akbar Ahmadinejad is reported to have held a meeting with top Houthi negotiator Mohammed Abdul Salam, according to the Iranian state-run news agency. It is unclear where or when the meeting took place, but Iranian media quoted Ahmadinejad as saying Tehran praised the Houthis for supporting Palestinians and standing up to Israel. Iran state media did not report what the Iranian warship will be doing in the Red Sea, but noted the deployment comes amid rising tensions across the Middle East as the Israel-Hamas war rages. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.